Sometimes the events that we commemorate, that we are invited to remember during these days of Holy Week and the Paschal Triduum, sometimes they can seem so distant, so locked in history. Just events that happened way back when to totally other people. And I think it can be difficult, a real challenge for us to make sense of how this applies to my life, how I can make sense of this, how we together can even start to make sense of what did all this mean? What does it have to do with me? You know, we live in a world that is so broken and so troubled, a world that is constantly in strife, you know, whether that is the works of nature, as the pandemic that we've lived through over these years, whether it's the works of nature in the bizarre weather patterns that we continue to see with the flooding events that have happened both in our country and South Africa and the Philippines and so many other places, or whether the wildfires that continue to rage in so many other places, whether it's much more human acts, the acts of violence and hatred, the continuing acts of violence and hatred of terrorism, or indeed, of course, the horrors that we continue to see of acts of war, and the Ukraine is a prime example of that. Where is God? Where is God in the midst of all of this grief, this confusion, this pain? How do we make sense of the suffering of Jesus when we all suffer in our own ways, when we all experience this profound grief, when we're wounded and lost and confused, and it's so hard to make sense of how does any of this fit together? And I think the first clue for us, the first way into being able to appropriate all of what we've just read, what we've just acknowledged and remembered, is to first discover this is not just something that happened way back when, that Jesus does this and continues to do this for you, for me. That this becomes personal to the extent that we realize and allow our own experience of confusion, of suffering, of addiction, of dysfunction, of trauma. All of the ways that we discover that we are broken, and that into that brokenness, the cross of Christ speaks. Again, not in just an abstract way, but to allow Jesus to address us very specifically from the cross. If you've come to confession to me over these days, my penance has been pretty much the same. To allow Jesus on the cross to look at you, to allow Jesus on the cross to see you, to truly see you. Not the way that we project, not the way that we like to imagine ourselves to be seen in public, not necessarily with the aspirations and the desires of what I will be one day or what I will become, but to let Jesus see me in my sin, in my confusion, in my addiction, in my brokenness, in my trauma, in my grieving, in my sickness, in all of the things that I experience. In that place and in that moment, it's only to the extent that we let Jesus see us, no holds barred, to see us in the way we are, to see us not just repenting from sin either, but to see us in the moment when we stuff it up, when we make the wrong choice, when we break that commitment that we have made so many times and yet we break it again and again, because it's in that place, in that moment of sinning, in that moment of getting it wrong once again, that Jesus wants to see us, that Jesus wants to love us, because it's only to the extent that we know that we are broken, only to the extent that we know that we are wounded, that we can let the love of Jesus do its work, that we can let the saving mercy of Jesus bring healing to us today. The cross is not distant or absent or locked away in history. It's available to us It's open to us. It's available so that we can be loved, so that we can be forgiven, so that we can experience the grace of this moment of letting God love me and forgive me and embrace me and call me back to the resurrection life once again.